We are all bracing for a new round of high winds, just as firefighters continue battling against two major fires in Los Angeles that have been burning for a full week now. Officials are warning the risk of new fires is extremely high through tomorrow. We're joined now by NPR's Adrian Florido in Los Angeles for more. Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Elsa.
Okay, so it has been 7 days since these fires started tearing through L.A. As of now, where do things stand? Do you know?
Well, the two biggest fires, the Palisades Fire on the west side and the Eaton Fire on the east side, they are still raging and are only partially contained. But they are now burning in the unpopulated hills. There are about 9,000 firefighters working to extinguish them and to keep them away from residential areas. The next day and a half or so, Elsa, are going to be critical because those Santa Ana winds are blowing again, as you said. Those winds make it harder to keep the fires under control, and they also pose a huge risk of new fires. This is L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Moroney earlier today.
The worst winds are predicted today for the late afternoon and into Wednesday. Please be assured that the Los Angeles County region is prepared.
Officials say that they have pre-positioned fire engines and firefighters all across the county so that new fires that do pop up can be quickly extinguished. But those winds do have everybody on pins and needles right now wondering whether we will get through the next 36 hours without any new flare-ups.
Yeah, I've been stressed out all day. Can you just tell us what officials are specifically asking of people in the LA area?
Well, to stay alert for new evacuation warnings and to obey any new mandatory evacuation orders. They're also asking for people to understand that they may have to shut power off to prevent downed power lines from sparking new fires. And they're also asking unhoused people not to burn fires for warmth. Overnight temperatures are dipping into the 40s, and so they're asking folks to please seek warmth in shelters instead.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just want to ask you about the people who've had to evacuate already, because more than, 100,000 people were under mandatory evacuation orders. Now that these fires, as you say, now that they're mostly burning in unpopulated areas, are people being allowed to return home?
Some have had their evacuation orders lifted, but most, more than 80,000 people, have not. This is what L.A. Police Chief Jim McDonald said today. His officers are helping keep people out of areas that are off limits.
We understand the frustration and your desire to see your homes firsthand, but until CAL FIRE tells us that the impacted areas are safe for repopulation, we can't allow you to return.
You know, officials are going to reassess these neighborhoods' risk once the winds have passed.
Right. Okay, well, what about the many thousands of people whose homes have burned down? Like, what are you hearing about where people are staying? How are they managing?
Well, a lot of them are staying with family and friends or in temporary rentals or in Red Cross shelters. Wealthier folks, of course, are having an easier time than lower-income people, you know, covering their costs.
Yeah.
At a donation center for people affected by the Eaton Fire, our producer, Janaki Mehta, met Dora Abzun. She was picking up basic necessities.
Supplies for sleeping or towels or nothing. I don't have anything, nothing.
As her apartment was about to burn last week, Elsa, she rushed home to save her grandson's hamster.
And I ran in for saving his life, and I forgot everything. and I lost everything.
She's now searching for a new apartment, but that's something that's proving really hard for a lot of people and very expensive because tens of thousands of people are in the same situation.
And just very briefly, Adrian, what other kinds of assistance are available for people in need at the moment?
Well, those with insurance are beginning to file claims. FEMA also opened two disaster recovery centers today where people can seek financial and housing help. A lot of folks are leaning on friends and family. Some have opened GoFundMe campaigns, and there has been a huge outpouring of donations from across L.A. And beyond.
There has been so much community here. That is NPR's Adrian Florido in Los Angeles. Thank you so much, Adrian.
You're welcome, Elsa.